ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Indeed it does, my friends. Welcome on in to the Fantasy Football Show. I am the Jeff Meller here with you every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And how about this? A little extra hour of sleep for everybody out there. We do benefit the most, I feel like, here on the Fantasy Football Show from daylight savings time as get that extra hour of sleep. So if you went to bed at 1 o'clock like I did last night, it felt like it was midnight. So fresh off of 5 hours of sleep, I am feeling peppy for you this morning, at least peppier than I usually am. This is the Fantasy Football Show. If you're just listening, thank you for checking us out this morning. Every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., helping you set your fantasy football lineups. Also running through all the matchups of the day here in week 9 of the NFL season. That is right, week 9. We're officially at the halfway mark of the NFL regular season. Because, of course, there's 18 weeks, 17 games for most teams. So we've officially hit the midway point. And it's officially the midway point for fantasy schedules out there. Because hopefully, you're not one of those lunatics who plays fantasy football in week 18. That'd be just insanity. So don't do that if you do that in the future. All right, so here's what we do. We run through all the key injury news as of 7 a.m. here, local time on ESPN 1000. Then after that, we will take your calls at 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, or do you say X? That's M-E-L-L-E-R. All right, let's get things rolling.
Jacobs to the right side of the quarterback. Now they empty him into the slot right side. Love, a long count at the line, and Jacobs rejoins him in the backfield. Takes the snap, looks and waits. Pump fakes again, dumps it off over the middle. He's got Jacobs cutting it back to the end zone for his first career touchdown reception. Josh Jacobs.
All right, a double up here with the Packers highlight. Wayne Larrivee on the call. There's the Packers, and aside from the Bears, of course, I would say this is the game of the day. The Packers hosting the Detroit Lions, NFC North showdown for what could determine the division. Down the road here, we shall see if the Vikings can hang on to what they've been doing. But back to this game I was talking about here, the Packers and Lions. Josh Jacobs with his first career touchdown reception in that highlight from Jordan Love. And it looks like both are a go. Both were listed as questionable on the injury report on Friday. Josh Jacobs with an ankle, Jordan Love with a groin that actually prevented him from finishing last week's game for the Packers. But both will be back and ready to go in the 3:25 kick at Lambeau Field as the Packers take on the Lions. Not too many injuries to be concerned about from the Lions' perspective, at least fantasy-wise. And that's about all we got on that one. I guess we're rooting for a tie as Bears fans.
Takes a shotgun snap against a four-man rush. Throws right side, end zone, caught! Puka Nacua! Touchdown, LA!
All right, this one is where it gets a little bit dicey. Probably the best fantasy player on the injury report that is a little bit up in limbo today. Now, Adam Schefter had the tweet that Puka Nacua is expected to go today, but the Rams do have a 3:25 kick in Seattle, and that is a little bit problematic, the language on that one. So you're always a little bit concerned when it's phrased like that. At least doing this as long as I have, it does put up a little bit of a red flag. But Puka's also, you know, here I'll read it verbatim from Schefter. Rams expect wide receiver Puka Nacua to be able to try to play Sunday versus Seattle, despite being listed as questionable due to that knee injury. So, you know, in PPR formats, I really don't know how you get away from using Puka. You don't want to have him on the bench and watch him do what he did in that Thursday night game against the Vikings last week. So I think you have to have a backup option ready to roll in your back pocket just in case we find out at 1:30 during pregame warmups that Puka's not available. But obviously, he's somebody you want to use if you can. On the other side of the ball, we do have a little clarity for the Seahawks' purposes.
Three-man rush. Geno steps up. He's going to throw the end zone. Got DK. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. What a bullet thrown by Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is going to be down DK Metcalf for at least one more week. Now, the Seahawks have the bye next week, so week 11 looks much more promising for DK when you look at it that way. So he'll be out, already ruled out, and that means that more volume for Jackson Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett.
Good luck to y'all.
Thank you, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Good luck to you all. It has been a little bit problematic relying on those guys, but without DK Metcalf in the lineup, you do have a little more hope. I definitely feel better about JSN over Tyler Lockett.
Pollard to the 15, Pollard to the 10, Pollard to the 5, Pollard to the end zone! Yes. Touchdown, Titans! Tony Pollard gets it all and then some!
He has been getting it all and then some a lot lately. Tony Pollard's, maybe quietly actually, in some ways, especially if you don't own him, has found a way to be a productive player despite the fact that Titans offense has been problematic for the entirety of the season. But Tony Pollard is listed as questionable, but the good news is, despite that foot injury, he is expected to go, trending towards playing today. And again, he's over the last few weeks gone for, you know, the last 4 weeks, 108 scrimmage yards, 96 scrimmage yards, 63, and then again last week, 117, with a couple of touchdowns sprinkled in there as well. So Tony Pollard expected to be available today for the Titans. So that is good news for all the Pollard owners out there as they host the New England Patriots. Good news for the Patriots. Drake May has cleared concussion protocol, so he will start, which I do think makes Ramondre Stevenson and DeMario Douglas, and even let's throw in Hunter Henry as well, all more viable starters with Drake May starting. With Jacoby Brissett under center, I would avoid all those players, but with Drake May, we've seen him give the Patriots offense a little bit of life with that mobility he brings and just a bigger arm as well. So even though he's maybe potentially more turnover prone than Brissett at this stage of his career, I think the offense functions much better with Drake May under center. Patriots visit the Tennessee Titans today. Noon kickoff on that one.
Back to B-Rob, right up the middle. Takes on two Panthers. Dive to the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Brian Robinson has done it again!
All right, so good news here. Brian Robinson, questionable with a hamstring injury, is expected to go against the Giants as the Commanders visit New York at MetLife Stadium today. Noon kickoff on that one. Brian Robinson has been a very valuable player that you were able to steal in the middle to late rounds, so you feel good about using him, especially in a game where you'd hope that the Commanders will be able to salt away a lead against the Giants. I will say the Giants have been, they've been somewhat of a solid source defensively, and so maybe, just maybe, it won't be as good as good of an outlook as I'm painting right now for Brian Robinson, but I think you have to use him based on the fact that it is a good matchup. Meanwhile, in Carolina,
bro, toward the end zone, Bryce fits it into Leggett for a touchdown, and Xavier Leggett does the dollar bill dance.
All right, should you have ponied up quite a bit of your fab dollar bills for Xavier Leggett? I hope you did, because with the trade of Deontay Johnson going from the Carolina Panthers to the Baltimore Ravens, I think Leggett, from a fantasy standpoint, assessing it, I think Leggett sees the biggest boost in value, even over Deontay Johnson. Now, certainly I could be wrong when this all plays out, but I think Deontay Johnson going to the Ravens is a much better move for the Baltimore Ravens. From a real-life standpoint, it helps their offense and Lamar Jackson as a whole, but I don't think it helps Deontay Johnson from a fantasy standpoint, I think his value takes a hit. He is certainly going to be, I think, third at best, third in line in the pecking order of targets, and might even be fourth if you factor in both Mark Andrews getting healthier and Isaiah likely still being an option. He'll definitely be behind Zay Flowers. So Diontae Johnson, I think it's going to be, even though he may be in line for a couple more touchdowns along the way in the Baltimore offense, I think he's going to struggle, at least from a PPR standpoint. But Xavier Leggett, who the Panthers drafted with the last pick in the first round, I think he's somebody who, when he actually gets healthy, and I say that he's expected to go today, but he's listed as questionable with that ankle injury he's dealing with. Once he, though, is back in, you know, the featured part of the offense, he will see the biggest boost from a fantasy standpoint. The former South Carolina Gamecock, go Cox.
Joe is ready. Catches a shoulder, high snap. Throws. Boom. Caught by Higgins. Boom. Touchdown.
Nice.
Bengals.
All right, so this one's a bummer. It looks like T. Higgins is unlikely to play today. He's listed as doubtful, so we'll have to check on that one at 10:30 today for the inactives. But again, doubtful. Rarely do you see a player avoid or able to move off of that designation. Usually when they're doubtful, you usually don't see them play on Sundays. So T. Higgins, that's tough too, because obviously the Bengals hosting the Las Vegas Raiders in Ohio today is a juicy matchup, but it is no good for T. Higgins. Also listed as doubtful for the Bengals, Zach Moss with that neck injury that he's dealing with. You're not using Zach Moss at this point in the season, but that is good news for Chase Brown. Just more Chase Brown, I would think, down the road here, or as Yurko likes to call him, good old Chewy Brown.
Jags with the 14 of Green Bay. Two left, slot right, dropping is Trevor. Looking, steps up, fires to the back of the end zone. Brian Thomas Jr., did he double catch it? Yes, it is, and touchdown! He bobbled it, but hung on. Brian Thomas Jr. has the score, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
All right, so it looks unlikely for Brian Thomas today. He has the chest injury that he suffered on the touchdown catch last week. He's been an absolute stud as a rookie here in fantasy football for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Actually, the only good thing going about the Jacksonville Jaguars these days, maybe aside from Tank Bigsby. I say Tank Bigsby. He is expected to go, as is Travis Etienne, which I think is just a headache all around. I don't think you can use Etienne until you see him back in the mix, truly back in the mix for the Jaguars. Bigsby, you know, I've been advising to use him the last few weeks without Etienne in the lineup. If you've been rolling with him and it's been working out, I guess you could go back to the Tank Bigsby well, but I'm a little bit concerned this week with Etienne back in the mix for the Jags. But again, big news is that Brian Thomas is not going to be available, or at least as of 7:15, it doesn't look like that for the Jags.
Hurts looking. He dashes out to the far side of the field. He's going to run. He's going to throw. He's got a touchdown. He's got Goddard.
And he does not have Goddard today. Jalen Hurts will not have his big tight end. He is out yet again as the Eagles host the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Link today. That is a noon kickoff in that one, so find yourself another tight end option if you were relying on Dallas Goedert. How about the changeup at starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts?
Flacco drops the throw again, hitches, fires down the near sideline. Josh Downs in the end zone. Yes, sir! Give it to him! Touchdown! I-N-D-Y!
All right, so I-N-D-Y, the Indianapolis Colts are headed to Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight on Sunday Night Football. That's the 7:20 kick. You'll get Joe Flacco under center for the Indianapolis Colts. And Anthony Richardson, I think you can officially cut ties with him if you've been waiting on him. Certainly in dynasty formats, don't cut him. But anywhere else, no reason to hang on to Richardson anymore at this point. It's hard to envision a scenario where he will be helpful and at least worth clogging up that roster spot. Maybe there is a path forward for Richardson to start again, maybe in 3-4 games from now, a month from now. But the reality is he has not lived up to his draft expectations for fantasy players out there, but this is good news for Josh Downs and Michael Pittman, because Joe Flacco actually is a competent quarterback who can give them a functioning offense, and that was really not the case with Anthony Richardson. And then, finally, this affects absolutely nobody, or it should not, but I will at least play the highlight.
Prescott lines up in the shotgun. Elliott to his right. Here's the snap. Hand off Zeke. Up the middle. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended for disciplinary reasons. Did not make the trip with the Cowboys as they headed to Atlanta, where they will take on the Falcons at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Georgia today. No Zeke. You should not have been thinking about using Zeke at this point, at this late stage of his career. He's no longer a viable fantasy player. And maybe, just maybe, you were forced to use him last week when Rico Dowdle popped up on the injury report with an illness and was kind of a late scratch last week. So Dowdle is not on the injury report. He is back and healthy and ready to go, and he will lead the Cowboys backfield without Ezekiel Elliott. Dalvin Cook has been elevated from the practice squad yet again this week. He'll probably grab a couple of touches, but certainly not anybody you want to use. His best fantasy days are behind him as well. All right, so there is all the key injury news right here on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew, as they do each and every week. Thank you for being the presenting sponsor of the Fantasy Football Show. All right, your turn. 312-332-3776 if you want to hop on in. Taking your calls right here on ESPN 1000. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Taking your calls at 312-332-3776. Full phone lines right now, so in the future, a little tip if you want to hop on in. Best to wake up at the start of the show and give us a ring at 7 a.m., and we'll get to all of the calls throughout the show here. Right here on ESPN 1000, your home of the Chicago Bears. Bears coverage today begins at 11 a.m. with Black and Abdallah with your pregame coverage. And then, of course, you'll have the pregame show coming your way at 1. Bears kick at 3:05. And then you'll have Peggy and Yurko with your postgame show. And then I will be back late night tonight, probably around 8:30, with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee, fresh off the sidelines in Arizona with the postgame show. So a full day of football right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Let's start things off with Steve, who's in McHenry. Steve, what's up, bud?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Steve.
I need 2 out of 5. And they are J.K. Dobbins, Chase Brown, Xavier Worthy, Wandell Robinson, Keon Coleman.
Who was the second running? J.K. Dobbins, and who was the second running? But Chase Brown.
Chase Brown, and it's half point PPR.
And you need 2 of those 3, huh? So for me,
two of those five.
Chase Brown for sure, and then it comes down to, for me, it's J.K. Dobbins versus Keon Coleman. I think J.K. Dobbins is the safer bet for volume. You know you're going to get the 15-plus touches from him for the most part. But it's a tougher matchup against the Browns today for the Chargers. So Keon Coleman has, is it PPR, Steve?
Half point PPR.
So I think in that scenario, I would still roll with Dobbins. I generally, when you're talking about an actual workhorse running back, which J.K. Dobbins, I do classify as that these days, it's hard to get away, and he's still involved in that passing game. So I'm tempted by Keon Coleman, Steve, but I personally would use Dobbins for the safety, but if you want to swing for the upside, I can get behind Keon Coleman, if that makes sense.
Yep. Thinking the same.
All right, Steve. Good luck, my friend. Let's try Arnold, who is in Homewood with a tight end dilemma. Arnie, what's up, man?
Yes. Tight end question for a standard league. Sam LaPorta or Jake Ferguson? Tough one, I know.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for the Sam LaPorta owners out there, right? And I can understand it. In standard formats, though, I think you still have to keep rolling with Sam LaPorta pretty comfortably. At this point, the only Cowboys pass option I feel good about using is, you know, obviously CeeDee Lamb. And LaPorta, I know it's been disappointing, but it's especially Arnold in standard leagues, you know, I think LaPorta is still just a better bet for the touchdowns. the Lions, that offense is a juggernaut, and I think, you know, I still want a piece of that in Laporta. So that's just me betting on the talent, the overall talent in and the offense, I guess, as a whole, over the Cowboys. Let's try our buddy Mike, who's in Mount Prospect. Mikey.
Hey, Jeff, I've got the same dilemma every week when I'm calling you. I've got A.J. Brown, and Amon-Ra St. Brown and McLaurin as my flex. I got four RB2s that I got to pick two of. Mm-hmm. They're all good. They're all equal, and I need two of them. Josh Jacobs at home against the Lions, whose defensive line is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Pollard at home against New England. DeAndre Swift at Arizona, and the fourth one is James Conner at home against Chicago Bears.
And if, it's your PPR, right, Mike?
Full PPR. Yeah. I need two of the four, and they're all very good.
Yeah, no, you describe it well, too, Mike, as you do have a plethora of, like, solid running back twos. None of those, you know, no guy has really, although I've given people the advice throughout the season, especially lately, before last week too, that Josh Jacobs was still my favorite, you know, guy who I thought was gettable on the trade market. So you're right about the Lions being a tough matchup, but all the more reason why I think, the Packers are probably with Jordan Love dealing with the groin injury. I expect the Packers are going to try and use a little bit of ball control offense. I still love Matt LaFleur's run concepts. So, you know, I can't tell you that he's going to outscore all those guys, but he's the player that I feel safest with, Mike. So I pretty much lock in Josh Jacobs most weeks for you. And this is where I think, you know, Pollard, for me, it's Pollard versus Swift. And maybe I'm too dismissive at times of James Conner because he's just somebody who's consistent for you there. But I think the Bears' defense is what's scaring me off a little bit this week. I think I would go with the hot streak and DeAndre Swift. They've been finding ways to get him the ball the last 4 weeks, right? And he's been productive. He's just got one big run in him at the very least. So
I picked him up off the waivers 4 weeks ago. He's gone 29, 22, 22, and 20.
Exactly. It's perfectly timed, Mike. And then, you know, the PPR format really helps DeAndre as well. So I'd go with Swift, but, you know, you're right, though. They're all right.
They're all good.
They're all right next to each other in the ranks. So I would go with Swift,
Mike. Thank you for your advice, as always. Got 6-2 tied for first place. So
keep rolling, Mike.
I can't complain.
As always, my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for the call. Let's go on out to Scott in Merrillville. Scotty.
Hey, my good man. This is a full PPR question. I need two out of these four wide receivers. Khalil Shakir, Buffalo. Jacoby Myers, Raiders. Waddle or Worthy. And here's the thing. I say two out of those four.
Okay.
Because I have Zay Flowers on the bench. Everything that I look at says this is a horrible week for him, and he does get, like, single-digit 2 or 3 points.
Yeah.
So if you like him instead, then I would only need one of those four.
Yeah.
So that's – I just feel bad with Zay. I just feel like it's the worst matchup this week. But I could be wrong. I know people say play your studs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really two out of those four. Unless you like Zay, then I'll put Zay in, and it's one out of those four.
Yeah, it is for me. Like, and I get it. I understand, you know, when you say studs, it's like, well, studs shouldn't give you that 2, 3, or 4 point week. But the reality is, I think the wide receiver position, you know, that can happen with any of them. And especially all these guys that you just laid out, Scott. And okay. I think I always feel like trying to, you know, guess the matchup is not ideal. The good thing about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson in particular, he does a really good job of kind of spreading the ball around to a lot of different targets. But Zay Flowers is the top man that he does look for. So I'm still using Zay Flowers simply because I think, you know, Surtain is not going to be somebody who follows Zay Flowers all game long. Zay Flowers does not get that type of treatment by any team. So I think there'll be opportunities for Zay, especially working out of the slot at times. So I'm still using him. And then for me, you know, I'm not, you can't trust Xavier Worthy. I know the matchup looks tasty against the Bucks on Monday Night Football. But I don't, unless he's scoring a touchdown for you, Scott. And again, those are always hard to predict, right? He's been too, right. He's been too inconsistent right now I think we're still kind of almost like looking at week one and, you know, the preseason hype surrounding Xavier Worthy and his 40 time at this point, especially I think in PPR formats, he's really easy to put on the bench until he becomes more of a focal point of their offense. So then for me, it comes down to Jacoby Myers versus Khalil Shakir, because I don't think you can trust Jalen Waddle anymore, Scott, until he proves it.
I'm not good on him either. I only threw him out there just if you wanted to. But I'm like you with Waddle. I'm done. Xavier, he just gets a lot of looks, but he's not necessarily getting a lot of catches.
Nope. Yeah.
And it's just the matchup, so that's why I threw him out. I too am like with the other guys. They are just they're just target machines right now.
Exactly.
So that's the real question, I guess, I should have called. Is just
I think it's good, especially for the listeners, not just you, Scott, but I try and give everyone out there who's listening as well some, you know, something they can pull from it. Maybe they don't have the exact question as some of the callers out there, but I just like to talk it through to let people know the thought process behind it. And in PPR formats especially, this is where I'd go with Jacoby Myers over Khalil Shakir too, because, you know, now that Cooper's in the mix, that takes away a little bit from Khalil Shakir. And again, the biggest Bills wide receiver who's benefited so far has been Keon Coleman. So all the more reason why I'm okay getting off of Shakir this week. And Jacoby Myers, you know, now that Davante Adams is not there, he's a solid player. And, you know, he and Brock Bowers are the only guys who are commanding targets in the Raiders offense. So I'd go with Jacoby in that PPR format, Scott.
Thanks again, as always, brother.
My pleasure. 312-332-3776. That is how it's done. Give me a call. We'll talk it through. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Huge day on Tuesday. Big day. Lots of action on Tuesday. NFL trade deadline. Of course. I know that's what you all thought I was going to say. NFL trade deadline Tuesday, 3 o'clock Central Time. So obviously we'll see if any big moves are made. I think we've seen the majority of them come down. I'd be surprised if any other big, at least for fantasy purposes, you know, any other, like whether wide receivers are really going to change teams. Deontay Johnson, of course, was traded to the Ravens. We just had a long discussion about Zay Flowers. Deontay Johnson, I do think his value takes a hit. Now, it's certainly possible, I guess, that he can have similar production to what he was doing in Carolina. But with Andy Dalton as his quarterback, he was, for a couple weeks there, a pretty solid top 15 wide receiver option. I have a hard time envisioning him getting back to that type of confidence in him with Zay Flowers, with Mark Andrews, with Isaiah Likely, and Derrick Henry demanding his touches as well, all in the mix. So, unfortunately for Deontay Johnson owners out there, I mean, you have to keep him on your roster, but if for some reason there's an opportunity for you to trade him away in some type of package deal where he's a throw-in and you can make it happen, I would not hesitate to go ahead and cut ties with Deontay Johnson. I don't think the move to the Ravens is going to help his fantasy purposes. I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. When you do, if you get me those questions in before 11 a.m. Central Time, I will do my best to have them answered for you before kickoff. And again, the kickoff between the Bears and Cardinals, you can hear right here at 3:05 today. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, on the call with Jason McKee on the sidelines on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Word is from Ian Rappaport that Tyrique Stevenson will not start against the Cardinals today. A disciplinary action following last week's Hail Mary shenanigans. So obviously we'll be talking a lot about that on the station, especially at 11 a.m. when Black and Abdallah take over with the pregame coverage for Bears and Cardinals. All right, let's get after the phones yet again. Let's try Dave, who is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well with that extra hour of sleep. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was thinking it was next Saturday. So when I looked at got downstairs, my clock in my kitchen said 7 o'clock. I'm like, holy crap, I'm late. I have a PPR question here. I've got two receivers that I can possibly put in. order, I picked up a couple. I have Cooper and Addison, but on waivers is Wandell, Robinson, and Lockett. Who would you prefer out of those four for my last spot on my roster today?
This is not ideal. And Cooper's been dealing with a wrist injury. He was listed as questionable, but it looks like he's going to go today for the Bills. I'm still going to use Amari Cooper. I know I talked to Keon Coleman a little bit here, but I just think the more acclimated Cooper gets to the Buffalo offense, the more of an option he'll be. So maybe, you know, in the third game, and he will have some bigger numbers. So I'm still using Cooper of those guys. And then it was Addison, Wandale, and who was the fourth, Dave?
Lockett was the other one to choose from out of those four.
Yeah, so I guess in PPR, I'm going to say I would use Wandale Robinson against the Commanders over the other options. I guess Jordan Addison at this point, I have a hard time trusting him. Again, and this is where we get to PPR versus standard. I just don't know what kind of volume from week in and week out Addison's going to get for you. So whereas Wandale, you know what, though? The more I talk or the more I think about it, do we really want the second best option in a Daniel Jones run offense? And I guess if it was my roster, I'd probably still bet on Addison, Dave.
Is Addison getting to the point where he could almost be a drop too?
Yeah. Listen, if you have other guys that you like out there, I think it's certainly a possibility. The one thing that I think that maybe lingers that would prevent me from, you know, I try and keep the spot there, is if anything happens with Justin Jefferson injury-wise, and obviously he's had the history of a hamstring injury, if anything happens, then Addison immediately becomes almost, you know, close to a wide receiver three must start week in and week out, because we saw last year what he did in Jefferson's absence, and he can handle, you know, the volume. It's just that he's not a priority with Jefferson on the field. But if anything happens to Justin Jefferson, Addison kind of steps in and becomes a pretty viable option. So I think, you know, if you need the roster spot, don't hesitate. But I'd look for spots, you know, I'd look for other players to dump before, because there's upside with Addison that there might not be with a lot of other guys.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Good luck today in your games, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go on out to Schaumburg and say good morning to Ron. Ronnie.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Feeling good with that extra hour, huh?
Aren't we all, Ron? Who's complaining?
Yep. Anyway, I have four. I need two. And I also could pick up Xavier Lockett if he's available. But Amari Cooper.
Xavier Leggett, right? Not Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, Xavier Leggett.
Okay, cool. No. I like to confirm.
Yes, Amari Cooper, Rico Dowd, Rashard White, and Romeo Doubs are the four. I need two, and like I say, I could pick up Xavier. He's available.
Is it PPR, Ron, or standard?
No, it's standard.
Okay, so in standard, I think I'm going to use Rico Dowdle, because, you know, the Falcons defense is not really going to, they haven't put up much resistance for anybody this year. They've been winning games, you know, through scoring points. So I think there should be some points there for the Cowboys this week. So I'd use Dowdle, especially in standard format. Then it's Cooper versus Doubs for me on that one. And I think I would go with Romeo Doubs. He's had a pretty solid connection going with Jordan Love when Jordan Love's been out there. Obviously, he missed the second half last week. But I'd go with Doubs over Cooper this week.
And not with Rashard White.
Yeah, Rashard White, I don't really trust. It's a really tough matchup against the Chiefs, D, right? And there's Bucky Irving, there's Sean Tucker in the mix. So, you know, Rashard White, really, in PPR, if it's not a PPR format, I'm not really interested in using him most weeks.
Okay, and about Xavier, you think they should pick him up?
If you've got a spot, Ron, I definitely think he's worth adding this week, because if we see him go off now that Deontay Johnson's no longer there, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be a hot waiver priority next Tuesday. So definitely, if you can get ahead of it, I think it's definitely worth it to add him to your roster this morning before the games start. Let's try Billy, who's in Aurora. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
I've got
a flex question. It's a standard league. Michael Pittman, Khalif Raymond, Jalen Waddle, and then I got TJ Hockenson.
And you need one or two of those?
Just one.
All right, so I'm going to say, so Raymond is, you know, he's a punt return specialist more than anything. So I don't feel comfortable using him in most lineups. I would say Pittman with Flacco is intriguing to me. And Hockenson I'm not using until I see him be productive out on the field. So he's a pretty easy no just yet. So I'd go with Pittman over Waddle, Bill.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you. How about Isaac in the Rocky Mountain States? What's going on, Isaac?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Love your show.
Thanks,
glad
man.
Glad to be back. I actually just got back from the mountains last week.
Okay.
Got about half a foot of snow, so ski season just around the corner.
Oh, and you know me. You know me, Isaac. My wife is already getting excited, and she's looking at future weather forecasts so that we can start the ski season here in Illinois / the Wisconsin border, which is obviously not for some time at this point. As I look outside, and it's like 55 degrees. So, but what do you got, Isaac?
Woo. All right. Yeah, just a quick one. I need one of these three. Actually, let's say four, since you mentioned Xavier Leggett. I'm going to throw him in the mix too. But one of these four for a flex position and half-point PPR. I got Kate Otten, who was awesome last week, so I'm wondering if he'll be good again.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Allen, Parker. I pick up Parker Washington now that you mentioned those injuries for the Jags, and then we'll say Xavier Leggett as the fourth option. So who would you take out of those four?
Yeah, and, you know, so at this point, I want it to be Keenan Allen as a Bears fan, but I don't know how we can trust anything the offense is doing yet these days. Even though, you know, I think for the rest of the season, I'd probably, if I had to pick one, I'd go with Keenan Allen, and that's maybe being hopeful as a Bears fan. Not today with him. For me, it comes down to Otten versus Leggett, and I think it's, you know, it's a tough matchup for the Bucs. We've seen the Chiefs have embraced the ground and pound and, you know, rely on their great defense to win football games effectively to the point where they haven't lost yet this year. And I do think that takes away some of the opportunities for Kate Otten this week. So I think I would actually, I'm bullish enough on Leggett where I would actually use him today now that it looks like he's going to be active. I'd use Leggett of those options. I don't, you know, Parker Washington, I don't trust the Jags offense right now enough to use him, you know, sight unseen. So
awesome. All right. Love your work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, Isaac. Bear down is right indeed. 312-332-3776. When we come back, Justin Pottinger will have a daily fantasy pick for us right here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. All right, let's not be our own worst enemy here in week 9. I am Jeff Miller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. We bring in Justin Pottinger at this time every week to give us his best daily fantasy play. JP, what do you got, my man?
All right. Yeah, so week 9 this week, I'm going with Chase Brown. Yes, Chase Brown, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Since week 4, he's been the clear running back 1 in this offense. And guess what? This week, Brown's going to see an increase of carries and overall touches as he's got the job all to himself. Zach Moss is out with a neck injury, which means it's going to be Brown as a 3-down back this week. He's got a fantastic matchup, too, as the Bengals are at home versus the Raiders, who ranked 25th against opposing running backs in fantasy football. An excellent matchup for Brown. The Bengals are also heavy favorites this week, sitting at -7, which means a lot of positive game script probably in the second half for Brown if Cincinnati's up big. His line too, 67.5 rushing yards, Jeff. That's the highest he's had all season. I love Brown this week. He's only 5,900 on DraftKings, 63 on FanDuel. I'm forcing him in my lineups. He should be viewed as a running back 1. Top 15 option this week. I love Chase Brown.
I like it, Justin Pottinger. Chase Brown also, I do think we'll see maybe a little bit of increased work in passing downs, on passing downs in the passing game as well, with T. Higgins unlikely to play, listed as doubtful. So Chase Brown and Jamar Chase it's the all Chase game for the Bengals against the Raiders today. So I like it, Justin Pottinger. All right, so let's get after it. Lightning round here. Last segment on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. 312 332-3776. Again, every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., taking your calls, talking fantasy football, getting you set for your NFL Sunday ahead of the Bears action on your home of the Chicago Bears. Again, 305 kick against the Cardinals today for the Bears. We start our pregame coverage at 11 a.m. today. Let's try Tom, who's in Orland Park. Tommy!
Hey, good morning, Jeff. So I have a flex position. I need one out of these five. It's a non-PPR.
Okay.
Jaden Reed, Jordan Addison, who I've been struggling with both of them. But I got JSN, Darnell Mooney, and Josh Downs.
Okay, so for me, Tom, it's Reed versus Mooney, and I would go with Jaden Reed. I just think he's an explosive player, and now that Jordan Love is expected to play today, I think you want to keep him in your lineup of the options. He's the guy of all the players, the one guy I think you could miss a monster week from him. He's of all the guys on the board you gave me, Tom, I think he's the one guy who 2 to 3 touchdowns is in play every week. So I'd go with him.
Okay, thank you very much.
No.
And Puka, if he doesn't go, should I put Downs in instead then? Or Darnell Mooney?
Yeah, so if it's a fair question. I think Cousins loves to. So you know what though? I think this is it's easy for me, Tom, because Puka plays at 325, and right. Downs plays at 720. He's the option.
Right.
Mooney is a noon kick, and so you won't have the option of playing him. I don't think we'll know that Puka is not playing until probably 1:30. When the afternoon actives roll in. So that's something, it's a great question, Tom. I'm glad you bring it up late in the show. I addressed it earlier, but it's one of those things where it's good to reiterate if you missed the start of the show. Puka Nacua is listed as questionable with that knee injury yet again, and he's expected to play today, according to Adam Schefter. But that's always a little bit tricky, the wording on that one. So you want to make sure that he's active when, the noon kicks get going. Maybe you're watching the games. Maybe you're not locked in on your other lineup spots. Or maybe you're, whatever. You happen to be out for the day. You think you set your lineup at noon. You think you're all good. Check on Puka Nacua today to make sure that he is indeed active, because there's, the slightest chance if in pregame he doesn't feel great about it. He could be one of those surprise inactives today. All right, let's go on out to Cosmo, who is in Plainfield. What's going on, Cosmo?
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I'm picking with this one. I have Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, or Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Jordan Love there. Baker against the Chiefs scares me a little bit, and Caleb with Shane Waldron calling plays scares me a lot. So I'd go Jordan Love, Cosmo.
Thank you. Good luck, Jeff.
Thank you, man. Good luck to you. Let's go on out to CJ in Shanahan. Siege, what's up, bud?
Good morning. I have a half PPR question at a flex. I got Zach Ertz or Jalen Tolbert.
I think I'm going to go with Tolbert. I think he's the better bet for a touchdown. Zach Ertz is, you said PPR, CJ?
Half PPR.
Right in the middle, right? So I think I'd go with Tolbert against the Falcons offense over Ertz today.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, CJ. Let's try Ali in Rogers Park. What do you got, Ali?
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Going well, my man.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So I have two from these five. I got Tyrone Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to pick up Chase Brown based off your recommendation.
Okay.
And I have Chuba Hubbard, and I have Nick Chubb. Now, I know you said Brian Thomas Jr. isn't starting, but on Yahoo, it did say that it does look like he's going to get to go, so I don't know.
Hmm. So I was, fair question. It wasn't necessarily definitive. Adam Schefter had the late night report. I'm trying to pull it up as we speak here to get how he phrased.
I benched him though, just cause,
yeah.
I mean, I don't. I heard you this morning. I don't know what to do though, but.
The one thing I'll say is if Brian Thomas happens to be active, I do think you probably want to use him. But I'll say, sometimes it's better to be safe than sorry, especially with a dinged up player like that. So of your options there, I'd go with Tracy and a Hubbard, Ali, especially because Jonathan Brooks is not back just yet. I'd wait on Chubb until we see him get the full workload for the Browns. And then, Brian Thomas, because you've got some good options, Ali. I don't think you need to force Brian Thomas into the lineup just yet. So there you go. Last caller of the day, Ali, brings up a good point on Brian Thomas Jr. You got to make sure to check those inactives at 10:30 today because the Jags are, they're a 3:05 game. So that might make things even a little more tricky. Probably not worth waiting on Thomas if you have to make a decision before noon. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me here on the Fantasy Football Show. I'm back, though, later tonight again. Around 8:30 with the post-game show on the Bears-Cardinals, along with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee. I'll be back at it after the Bears game today, which you can hear right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Thanks to Tullamore Dew, as always.